Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should do. Today, I am joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, of those are just Flabs Actually Gaming.
I am your beautiful, handsome, amazing host, Gina Stevens, also known as John.
Really? I didn't know that was your name.
Yeah, no, it's just true, if you didn't know.
There's, I've heard Jeevens Phoebens, I've heard, what was that one? Chief of Spears, I've heard that one. What else have I heard? I've heard a bunch of names over the years, you know.
Oh yeah, well, sure. I'm a one with many names. If you listen to the AI transcripts. But how are you doing this fine afternoon?
Well, just to catch people up, it's been so for us, the last episode we recorded was the situation episode. So you guys have been getting the pre-recorded episode, that's why Noah was in those episodes. So again, if you missed the situation episode, you're gonna be really confused, and I recommend you go listen to that, because again, you won't understand anything that's going on, but I explained a lot of things in that one, so definitely go listen to it. But for us, it's been what, like 7 weeks or something, because we had a whole back catalog of episodes, because I was hoping to be moved by now, but that has not happened. So great. I guess people are really just bad at responding to emails, but regardless, so that's why we had pre-recorded in the first place, is because I was planning on moving to my apartment here pretty soon, but that didn't happen. So yay!
Whenever you gotta move, at least in my experience, it's like this is the plan, and then the plan just gets shredded up and chucked into the dumpster and set on fire every single time. It never goes well.
The plan was...
It's like something always goes wrong.
The plan was the friends we made along the way is what I'm realizing. Someone I was talking to when I was saying this is like, well, your first mistake was having a plan in the first place. And I'm like, you know what? That's fair. But yeah. So that's what's been going on with me. As well as I've been working. So I've been getting a bunch of cheddar cheese. Screw my life, actually. So the biggest thing that happened... recently for me and for the world is Deltarune Chapter 3 and 4 came out literally like 3 days ago. And it came out, yeah, well, it came out on Wednesday, so a little bit more than 3 days ago. And for you guys, it'd be like a week ago. But for me and, in the time we're in right now, as of this recording, it came out like a couple days ago. And my goodness, was it worth the wait? It was so beautiful. If you have not played it, if you're a person that's played Deltarune already, you've already played Chapter 1 and 2, and you haven't maybe heard some news about it, I mean, it's all over the news in terms of, like, gaming news, not the actual news, because who cares about that, but it's all over the marsh for that, so go check it out, it's awesome. It is, you do have to buy it, because remember, Chapter 1 and 2 are free, but buying it, from what I can tell, will unlock the entire game, because it's going to be getting free updates for Chapter 6, 7, or sorry, 5 and 6, and then 7 afterwards. So, it's gonna be beautiful. But, oh man, so yeah, I was also saying that, so if you're a Deltarune fan, you need to get on it now, because spoilers are gonna be starting rolling out here pretty soon. Because I personally played it myself, I haven't done everything you can do in the chapters yet, but I have recorded it, and I'm uploading it currently. So head over to my channel to get my playthrough of it, so... And, for any of you that follow John, I'm buying him the game, so he's forced to play it, and then we're gonna be going back to that. It's gonna be great.
I'm looking forward to it, because it's been a while since me and you've done a series like that. At least, like, we've done the series of, like, on your channel, but, the last time we did it only on my channel, but when we did this two chapters. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm almost convinced I should, leave Pacify as a Twitch exclusive, because... For me, it didn't look that great, and for you, it looked amazing, so I might do that. I'm not too sure, but we'll see. Maybe when I get a better computer, I can then upload it, maybe. That might be what I do. But regardless, I don't have that yet either. I could afford it now. I definitely have the ability to do that, but I'm trying to get my apartment first, so...
Right. Yeah, if I were in your shoes, I'd be like, I'm going to move first, then get it, because I don't want to have to get this new thing and then move it.
Yeah.
And possibly break it, because whenever I had to move my computer, I'm like, everything's going to go wrong. It's going to crash and destroy everything. And right. It didn't, but it's always a worry.
Yeah, but, and also, I want to confirm the apartment thing first, and then if I have extra money, I'll worry about that then.
Right. No, that's fair.
But, yeah, what's been going on with you?
Not a whole lot. You know, I'm on summer vacation right now. My parents went on vacation to Europe without me, and I had to watch my little sister. But it's all right.
You sound a little bitter about that, John.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, it'd be cool.
You're not even mad that you didn't go. You're just mad that you had to babysit.
Of course. No, it wasn't that bad. Little sister's not young enough that she can't completely take care of herself. It's just like, I had to make food and make sure she didn't burn down the house and stuff like that.
I burn down the house every other Thursday, but that's besides the point.
Right. But, yeah, other than that, you know, it's been pretty chill. I've been playing video games, and I have many ideas for stream to come, so.
Is one of them Deltarune Chapter 3, John?
One of them might be Deltarune Chapter 3. You don't know.
Because it's set in stone that when I get it for John, he has to play it. Like, it's an obligation at that point, you know what I mean?
Right, of course.
Yeah, and also I was telling John this in our Discord. I was like, this is perfect timing because you're actually uploading your existing Deltarune Chapter 1 and 2 or whatever. So Chapter 1's been up for a while, but Chapter 2 he's been uploading, which hopefully goes well for him because Deltarune, the word Deltarune, is like top of the charge in everything. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch I haven't checked, but I'm sure it's in there. Like it's topping everything because Chapter 3 and 4 was such an awaited thing because it's been like a year and a half or something, or if not more, for waiting for that, so. And it's worth it, trust me. Like, I play the game without saying a damn thing. It is worth it, go get it. It's only like $25, which honestly is not bad. And Toby and the team deserves it. Like, just from Chapter 3 and 4 alone. The game's only half done. So, it's beautiful. It's beautiful if I do say so myself. But,
If you guys at home have played the first two chapters and want to see my playthrough, it is up on my VODs channel, and you can see one of my highest viewed clips on my Twitch channel is actually from that series.
Is it that Your Machine Sucks Ass? Is it that one?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
I love that. I've already watched the chapter one part of the streams. I'm just getting to chapter two now. I remember, I think, because the latest one you just dropped, like, literally yesterday, I think, I can't remember, I think that's you finishing the normal route, but I think we also went back into the genocide route, so.
Just quickly check. So, yeah, we did six streams of it, and what was the last one that just uploaded? Yesterday was the fifth stream, so there's one more stream that will come out. In like a week from now.
A week?
I got other stuff to upload.
I'd upload it now if you want to get on the Deltarune train, man. Not now, yeah, but you know what I mean.
Well, it's scheduled to upload, so all I really gotta do is change the.
Yeah, man, you gotta strike while the iron's hot. Yeah. Like, and the iron's burning right now. That's why, like, I have stuff to upload too, but if you look at my channel, I've just been uploading Deltarune because, like, I gotta cash in while I can. So. And I mean, Deltarune's not gonna die as soon as it's over, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, right now it's burning, and trending, so.
Yeah, so you know what? I've moved it up, so it'll be in a couple days.
Nice, there.
And, but if you're watching this at home, so.
You cut out a little bit there, but I'm assuming you said it's already up.
Yeah, for those at home listening, it's already up because, the power of time travel.
Time travel? Everyone's got a hot tub time machine.
Indeed.
But, yeah, so Deltarune, man, awesome. I didn't know what to expect because Chapter 1 was great. Chapter 2 was even better. And I'm like, you know, I want to believe Chapter 3 and 4 is going to be amazing, but with how good Chapter 1 and 2 is, I'm worried about it. And I should not have been worried at all. I don't know why I ever doubted Toby and the team. So, screw me, I guess. But, like, it's... the atmosphere, the music is always good. Like, I don't know what crack they're smoking to get so good at playing music over there, but they do such a great job. So yeah, the plan is, get John on board, cause it's such a fun game.
But, with all that out of the way, do we have a email submission that you want to take a look at.
Well, so it's not an email submission specifically. So what I have is, so obviously for us, like I just mentioned at the beginning of this, the last episode that we recorded personally was the situation episode, meaning we haven't meaning we've been uploading episodes, but they've been pre-recorded. So we haven't actually been able to respond to your guys' response to the situation episode. Now, first of all, I want to say massive thanks to anyone that sent an email about the situation. Every email that I've read has been super heartfelt and super supportive, so thank you guys so much for that. And I want to clarify something. This is the last time we're probably going to be talking about this. I want to move on from the situation. I don't want anything to linger from it. It's not going to do anything if it does linger. So if anything, it's just going to make things worse. So I want to move on from it. But this is the last time we're doing it because a lot of you guys asked some questions, and I think it's only fair that you guys get these questions answered. So that's what we're going to be doing. So I have like 5 or 6 questions here because a lot of people ask like similar questions. So I kind of lumped them all into one thing. But again, so I'm not reading the email specifically. Maybe I'll read a little piece of it afterwards if it's, if it goes on about something else, but we'll see. So the first, question, and I'll, John, this is directed at both of us, so feel free to jump on in, if you want to jump into the conversation. The first question I got is, are you going to get a new permanent third person? And the answer is not sure. Axel, I would love for him to be the third person, he's way too busy for that to be the case. I'm pretty sure he's out at sea right now, building boats and taking care of boats and stuff. So yeah, as much I know that might have been confusing because he was in the situation episode because John's pick, John had a couple people he wanted to be as the guest, but they didn't end up working for a variety of reasons. So he just picked Axel, so he actually got to be in there twice. So that's why he was there. So, yeah, no, Axel's not the permanent third person or anything. And the plan is, right now, I'm not too sure. Right now, it's going to be just me and John for a while. If I do get a third person, I don't know who it'd be. I have a couple people I could ask, but we'll see. I'm not too concerned about it. Because there's tons of duo podcasts out there. It's not like that's, like, not normal. There's still a lot of stuff that works. Game shows still work. It's almost like John's competing against me. In that case, like, he's competing against the game show itself, right? And the game shows where, like, him and Noah were on a team, it's just John's by himself now. So the game shows still work. And then, if we were looking at topics today, there's a couple that I had to get rid of because Noah would have needed to be there, but. So outside of that, everything still works. So the answer is, not right now. That's the answer I'll give you. John, did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I would say, like, 3 people is a good number for a podcast. And that's why we originally had the 3 of us. And I think it still definitely works with 2 people, and we can definitely keep doing this. So it's one of those things that if a good person pops up and is able to do it, that would be really cool. But right now we just don't really have anybody that we could ask for that, and who has the time and whatnot. So for now, it's just the 2 of us.
Yeah, I do have someone I could ask, but again, it's one of those things where I'm not sure if they have time. And I'm also, like, not super, super friends with them. Like, I'm friends with them, but, I haven't known them for that long. So I'd rather, like, I mean, that doesn't say much because I knew Noah for a long time, too, and this happened anyway. So it doesn't really matter. But the personality of this person to me is, like, I don't see them doing this type of thing. So, But yeah, so the answer is not right now, and that's why I'm saying not right now, because it could happen later. It definitely could happen later. And if anything, it might happen later, because I'm sure John, between me and John, we could definitely have someone else on that's consistent and reliable, because Sundays is like the typical day of not working. So the only time you're working is if you're in the food industry or, like, you're in the military or something like that. Then you're probably still doing stuff. But other than that, like, most things are banks are closed, like, all that kind of stuff. So most people are off on Sundays. So it wouldn't be impossible to get someone else. But, yeah, the concrete answer is not right now. And then here's another question. Why would he just walk out on something so mundane? And then they continue to say, from your description, it didn't even sound like this extra person was all that important. Now that's a question I'm not totally sure how to answer. Why would he just walk out on something so mundane? Your guess is as good as mine. I think it was kind of a thing where Axel kind of mentioned a little bit of this, where it sounded like Noah already kind of had a problem, and instead of being adult about it and taking it to me or John, he decided to throw a huge fit and then walked out, right? So that would probably be my best answer with that one. Yeah, we described that person as not important because they weren't. We didn't even know who they were until that very moment. And what I think you're also kind of saying, and maybe I was misinterpreting this the first time, is you're saying they weren't all that important to Noah himself, which is possible because he did say he paid for it, meaning it probably wouldn't have been a friend or anything. I don't know. The whole situation doesn't make a whole lot of sense, I'll be honest. So, in terms of that side of it, in terms of the extra person that was there. So yeah, that's my best guess. Noah kind of already had a problem. I don't know what the problem would have been, but again, he wasn't an adult about it, so doesn't really matter anyway. John, did you want to say anything before I move on, or?
Yeah, I would say, I think I might have even alluded to this in this situation episode, so if I'm repeating myself, I apologize. But it did seem like for a while there were times he seemed annoyed at the two of us, genuinely annoyed, not messing around annoyed we would have for a long time, but he wouldn't say anything. He wasn't I have this specific issue. So what it could have been is there was a buildup of animosity towards the two of us that we didn't know about and he never addressed, and then it was the straw that broke the camel's back, and he was like, if you're not willing to change because of this random guy, why would you change because of you known for a long time if I had just told you my issues? So that might have been it's all speculation. He didn't really want to explain himself very much, and then he left. So I don't know. Like Ethan said, maybe guess is as good as ours. That's just the feeling I got, and it also could have just been retrospect being 2020, or just being seeing stuff that isn't there to try to make something make sense that doesn't.
Yeah, it definitely could be the latter you just said. It could be we're trying to make sense of it when there wasn't sense there to begin with. So. Yeah, common sense obviously was not in the room that day, but there's nothing we can do about it, so there's not much to say otherwise. This one I might have also kind of alluded, but I want to address it fully since you guys are asking about it. There's another, the next one, you mentioned you were not surprised that this happened. Why was that the case? So, without saying too much, I probably mentioned this in the situation episode. There was exterior factors that were going on, with Noah, and, I strongly believe those exterior factors were, if not the root cause, they were the direct cause of, the fallout there. So, the reason I wasn't surprised is because of those exterior factors. It's one of those things that it's almost like, there's a quote that I saw the other day. It was something about you expect a disappointment. And because we had been through the ringer with Noah a bunch of times, because we had, we had done the podcast for a year and a half, there were so many times where he didn't show up, and me and John Lilly were playing Minecraft, because that's how long he was taking to get in here. And it's not like we changed the schedule immediately. It was always Sunday. I think we changed it from 2 to 1 at one point, but then it was at 1 for forever. So it's not like we made different plans or anything, and he would never say anything. Saying, hey guys, I'm going to be a little bit late. He would never say anything like that. So because of all that, I kind of just grew to expect disappointment. So that's why when I said I wasn't even angry, I wasn't sad, it was just pure disappointment. So that would be my answer there. But John, did you have anything you wanted to say for that one?
Mostly covered it all. It's just a lot of his consistency was definitely staggering back and forth for a long time. And there were times where he was really good at showing up on time, being engaging and all that good stuff. And then there were other times where he'd be late, he wouldn't participate all that much, he didn't really seem that interested. And maybe that might have been part of it. He wasn't as interested as we were. We don't know. He didn't want to talk to us. And there were, Ethan said, plenty of times he would be late. He wouldn't give a reason. He would show up and we'd be like, yo, where have you been? He's like, and then he would get angry at us that we were annoyed he was late.
Right.
And we're like, what the hell, dude? It just seemed he was not No, like Ethan said, I'm trying to like talk, not be like, this is exactly what was going on, because like he does, even if I don't like his actions, he has a little bit of right to privacy. But there were definitely some things in his personal life that was happening that could have contributed, but that's part of the speculation of like, we really don't know because he didn't bother to tell us.
Yeah. And I think that where John was going with that though is, we talked about professionalism in the situation episode, because relating to the extra person that was so far removed from a professional that it's hilarious. But because we were a podcast, we were a public figure, we were digital creators at that point. We still are, obviously. Because if you're above a certain threshold, you become a digital creator, and that's what we are. So when we are digital creators, as soon as we became digital creators, I became a bit more professional with it. Because I'm like, obviously this is still fun, I want this to be as fun as possible. I don't want it to become a chore to be here. But at the same time, we still need to uphold as much professionalism as possible. Noah did not do that. Noah very consistently did not do that. So, because there's plenty of times where I was off camera, I'm like, hey, can you, like, swearing's fine. It's not an issue. It's when you go on, like, the super long chains of swearing, that's when we can get demonetized and stuff. And he still didn't listen to that. And like I said in the actual situation episode, credit where credit was due, there was a period where he was on time every time. And I think the reason I think the exterior factors were to blame is because he wasn't, those exterior factors were not involved at that time. And when they started becoming active again, that's when problems arised again. So that's how I know they're at least connected in some way. I'm not allowed to say what I think they are. But I know that, to me, in my heart of hearts, I know they're connected in some way. So that's probably our best answer for that. It's like, he had a very lack of professionalism. And so I just kind of grew to expect disappointment. So that's kind of where it led there. Then there's this one. Do you regret anything from the situation? Do you think you could have changed the outcome? So there's kind of two questions there. Do you regret anything from the situation? No. And the reason I say that is because you should never regret for standing up for what you believe in. You should never regret for standing up for something you created. And you should never regret standing up for your friends. That's my rules of life. I live by them all the time. It's baloney to think that you should feel regret for, like, trying to protect something you love, right? So, nope, don't regret that at all. Do I think I could have changed the outcome? I'm sure there's an alternate universe out there where we calmed Noah down and he didn't leave. But at the same time, I also believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that, you know, that I think this happened specifically because maybe the dynamic was not good for the viewers. And so, you know who kind of was like, all right, let me shift you down this path instead, and get you away from the bad part of it, right? So it could have been that. Again, you know, that part of it's speculation. Do I think I could change the outcome? Maybe. Again, I'm sure there's a parallel universe out there. But I almost don't think it would have been, like, I could have changed the outcome, but I don't think that would have been the correct road to be on, if that makes sense. So, John, did you want to say anything about that one?
Yeah, and we were kind of talking about this a little bit before we started here, is that, like, we tried to, like, was what we mentioned was exterior factors. We tried to help him with some things. We tried to be, like, there for him if he needed anything, if he had an issue. We were always upfront about, like, if we have something like that needs to be discussed, discuss it with us so then we can find some solution. And that's how I've been for a very long time. Like, if someone has an issue with me, especially someone who is my friend, I would rather them tell me so we can maybe find some common ground or find some solution, or maybe I can change better. Whatever the case, if they don't tell me what's going on, then I can't do anything about it. So we tried as best as we could to, like, if he had an issue with us, to address it. And if he had problems that we could help with, that we would help, because at the time he was our friend. And, you know, we can only do so much. And so that's where I'm at the point where, like, I don't regret any of it because we did as much as we could. And we stuck up for ourselves. We didn't just like let them be like condescending to us for and just roll over.
Right.
And then as well as we did everything we could to prevent a situation like this from happening. So.
Yeah. I'd almost use the word like bully. Like not for Noah, but for the other person. Because like the stuff he was saying is like not like because again the if you missed the situation episode, I'm not going to re-explain what the guy was there for, but he like professionalism was not even in the circle of possibility with that person. So like it was just like the things he was saying is like something a bully would say to someone they don't like, right? And when what's the one thing you do with bullies, right? You don't let them keep getting away with it, because then it's just gonna keep going. And then let's say they might stop bullying you, they're just gonna go bully someone else. So you gotta put them in their place, whether it be you or someone else. It doesn't matter who does it. Don't teach them a lesson by like beating them up or something. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like verbally put them in their place. And that's what we did. So I don't regret that at all. I will never regret standing up for myself. I'll never regret standing up for something I've created, and I will never regret standing up for my friends. That's just the baseline. So nope, don't regret a thing. And same thing with the outcome. I don't honestly, again, parallel universe, I'm sure, but I wouldn't probably have wanted to change the outcome anyway.
Definitely would agree with you on like the bully comment, because like you said, if you missed the other episode, he was allegedly there to provide feedback and to like constructive criticism. It was not constructive at all, and
it wasn't even criticism.
I mentioned this in it was just complete just attacking. I talked about this in one of the Minecraft SMPs we did recently. Is I had actual genuine criticism given to me about something like a project I did, and the person giving me the criticism was respectful. They talked about things that I did well as. Also, and provided ways of fixing the thing that was they had an issue with, which is what you should do if you're criticizing someone. You should not be like, you're wrong for this, and then keep going on things you dislike about someone, because that's not going to solve anything. That's just being a bully.
Yeah, right. And the tone as well is kind of like, the way I would describe it is, because he was using a lot of vulgar language as well. That's how I kind of knew this wasn't a professional from the moment he started. Because professionals don't use vulgar language. They will speak in professionalism. Because vulgar language is typically depicted as it should be, is unprofessional behavior. So, like, as soon as this man started talking, I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I knew, I wanted to see kind of where it was going, so I didn't shut it down immediately. I wanted to kind of see where it was going. But as soon as he started insulting, the podcast, which he was already, but what I mean is, like, when he got, I forgot what exact point it was, but I felt anger towards that he was kind of insulting John in a way, and that's when I shut it down. Because again, don't stand for that crap. So, yeah, it's one of those things, but yeah, bully is definitely the word I'd use for that person specifically. No, not necessarily, but at the same time, I just think, I don't want to say lost cause, because I feel like that's rude to say, but I don't know. I just feel like this was the road that we were put on for a reason. I think I strongly believe that. I believe, like I said before, I believe everything happens for a reason. We may not know the reason, but it happens for a reason, right? So who knows? Maybe this will be a good thing. We don't know. The next two are kind of similar questions. I'll read them individually though. This next one: what's the future of the podcast? Is it going to be just the two of you now? And then they go on to say, if so, I will still be listening. You guys are amazing. So thank you for that. So the future of the podcast, and then there's another one, the biggest question I got, that like, there's like 15 of these questions, all basically saying what happens next. So the full answer to that I can give you is we're going to keep the train rolling, obviously. For right now, it's going to be the two of us, like I mentioned for the other person's question. So it's going to be the two of us now. Maybe down the line, we'll get a third person. It's definitely a thing I'm going to consider. And I have a surprise for all of you. Well, sort of. Maybe it's not a surprise, and you're coming from this exact thing. We were on the radio. So we were on Detong Radio. It's I think it's like the third biggest radio station, whatever it is, for like indie music creators. So they actually had an ad for us. I'll play on the radio. So Ethan, play that ad for the audience.
go check out the Provokers Podcast, available today on your favorite podcast platforms. The Provokers, where they talk about things that you probably should too. Ethan, John, and Noah get people talking, even if they disagree with each other. The Provokers Podcast provokes conversation. They have a unique style where each episode, one host chooses the topic and the other two compete to get the most points. Whoever gets the most points is crowned the winner and gets to be the next host. Many episodes up for you to check out already, and make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. Topics include mental health, discrimination, forgiveness, video games, new ideas, and more. Again, that's the Provokers Podcast. Stream it today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and at the website, the-provokers-podcast.mailchimpsites.com. You can also find them on Instagram, the Provokers Podcast Official, and on X at Provokers Pod. The Provokers Podcast with Ethan, John, and Noah. Go stream, download, and subscribe today.
And we're back, I guess, because for us, nothing played, obviously. But for you guys, you heard that amazing ad, so that's where, so we were featured on the Tong Radio, which is awesome. And I'm gonna obviously we're gonna be keep pushing for more of like that type of stuff, as well as I'm trying to get some more guest speakers on to be some extra I guess guest speaker is probably a better word than like interviewer type thing, because some of them might be interviews just because I'm curious to learn more about them, but. A majority of them will be guest speakers. Now, I had one for I think it was late June, but because of the whole moving situation, because of this situation, and this person's working on a new movie, they're probably not going to be able to come in, unfortunately. I still don't think I should say their name, because I might try and schedule a different time with them to see if they were initially interested in it, we've had planned for late June, but. So I might ask them again. So I'm not going to say their name just yet, but the movie thing might give you a little bit of a hint. Not really, because there's so many damn things with that, but you know what I mean. It might help you narrow it down just a little bit. That's the answer. Is the train's going to keep rolling? And if not, it's not just going to be rolling. It's going to be going faster. It's going to be high tail. It was going 60 miles per hour before, and now it's going 90 miles per hour now. So it's full steam ahead, man. That's all I can say. I have a lot of exciting things planned. Like I said, I already had like the guest speakers kind of working even when Noah was here, but now I'm also getting some other important people that I'm trying to get onto as well, stuff like that. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, man. And like I said, the Meet the Provoker stuff is still happening. I'm getting someone to work on John's song right now in terms of like singing it and stuff. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be going on Spotify and stuff like that. And then my song, obviously, we're going to be scrapping Noah's song, which sucks because it was a really good song, but whatever. It's almost fate, because I started John's first, even though Noah's song was going to come out first, but I was like, I think John's is going to be easier to find someone to sing it. And so I started John's first, which was almost fate, because if I had started Noah's first, I would have lost all that work and money. So, yeah, there's that too. But that's my full answer for what's to come. But John, did you want to add anything before we move on?
Oh yeah, I think you covered most of it. Like, we're not intending to stop anytime soon, because that would just be a real disappointment for not only me and you, but for everyone at home who likes this podcast and enjoys listening to us talk about both silly and important stuff. And you know, it wouldn't be fair to them to be like, well, because one person decided to be a jerk, then everything we've done for the past, 3 years is just all for nothing. Like, we're definitely going to keep going. And I am very excited for some of these things that are soon to come.
Yeah, perfect. There you go. Yeah, I think, I can't wait for, like, John's song to come out, because it's going to be great, because it's such a good song. Like, I'm not the one singing, obviously, but I did make and compose it, so I'm really glad that it got well received on the, I don't even remember what episode it was. I think it was one of the music ones we did. That's how I remember that it's connected to it. But I don't remember what the episode's called. But you guys loved it. John himself loved it, which was great, because it's his own song, so if he hated it, that'd be a little strange.
Terrible.
So hey, John, I know you hate it, but, we're gonna make it anyway. So full steam ahead, man. That's all I can say. John, do you want to get us into the topic?
Indeed. So if we got some long-time viewers or people who listen on the Patreon, you might have know we do have a thing we did on the extended cut episodes called the Mount Rushmore, and what we're doing today is similar, but it's got some variation, so it's not going to be the same thing. We're going to be referring to this as the Four Horsemen, and we have, which is based off of the, I think it's a mythological thing.
No, the four horsemen. No, John. The Four Horsemen is biblical. It's actual biblical. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So a biblical thing where we got the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse, and what we're doing is not related to the Bible or to any stuff that's like actually more detailed. It's more like I was mentioning the Mount Rushmore, with the white and red horse we're going to be using as things for the category that are good, that are like the best of that category, and the black and pale horse are the things that are the worst of that category. So we have the both positive and negative of whatever we're talking about.
Right. And if you're wondering why, because if you don't know the Four Horsemen or anything, you'd be like, well, why are those the things you're doing? So white, I believe, represents conquest, which, you know, it's white is typically perceived as like the holy and good color, right? So that's the main reason there. Red is just like, you know, red's a cool color, man. I believe it means war, but we're going to ignore the war part of it and the bloodshed of it. The pale and the black horse both represent like a mixture of death, mortality, consequences, and like that kind of stuff. So those are like typical bad things, right? So those two make more sense than white and red, but it's fine.
Yep. That is a good way of putting it. So, yeah, we're not saying that war is good, but red is a cool color.
What was that? It was the, what episode was it? It was like the team versus team episode where it's like, war is good or war is beneficial. War is terrible. And we're just like,
Yeah, I believe I recall what you're saying. So do you have, as the non-host, do you have a category that you want to put forth?
Let's start with extremely basic. Let's do food.
Food, okay.
Let's do hot food specific. Let's make it a little bit specific. Let's do hot food specifically. It's gotta be cooked.
Okay. Indeed. Okay.
So what's your? I'd say let's do the two bad things and then do the two good things. I think that's how we should format it.
Let's see the worst one, the pale horse. I'm gonna say for my pale horse of food, I would say, oh man, there's so many things that I don't like.
This is tricky because, like, what would I consider like the worst thing on the planet? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is the thing because it's like I said, there's plenty of things that I don't like, but like some of them, I'm like, well, not the worst.
See, this category, that's why I think this episode's gonna be amazing because it's like depending on the category we choose. Maybe the easy part is the great stuff, or maybe the hard part's the great stuff for the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'll say for the pale horse, I'll put stuffing. I don't like stuffing.
Really?
Every time we have like a big Thanksgiving meal and the stuffing on the table, I'm like, I'm not touching that.
I thought you guys don't even do like a traditional Thanksgiving thing.
Well, normally we don't. Every now and then we do.
Oh,
and
I see. Okay.
So.
Really? Stuffing?
But regardless, if I might get a friend's house and like, oh, we got stuffing, I'm like, great.
So I know. So the next time John comes to the state that I'm in, oh boy, is he going to have a great time.
Oh, you make like nothing but stuffing.
Yeah, that's what like, I mean. It's just a table of different stuffings. Okay, so what's your the next bad one then?
So for the black horse. My initial thought was chili, but I've come around to not disliking chili as much. It's definitely something I don't love. You know, I'll stick with chili, but like chili with a lot of diced tomatoes. Tomatoes are gross. I hate tomatoes.
Yeah. If it was like normal food, I would have said tomatoes is mine, but because it's hot foods, I can't say that, so.
Yes. So we're gonna say chili with a lot of diced tomatoes. That's because, When I had it as a kid and we would eat chili, I'd be like, oh, I don't like chili. It was because of the tomatoes. But now when my parents make it, they try to make it with tomato paste rather than diced tomatoes, and it's a lot better.
Yeah. All right, cool. So what's your white horse and what's your red horse then?
Well, if we're moving up from bad to good, I'm going to go with the red horse first. And we're going to go, man, this is also kind of tricky. This is a lot of things I really like.
Well, I was going to say, I think I know what your white horse might be, but I don't know what your red one would be.
Yeah, I already know what my white horse is. The red horse, I have a few things that it could be. But I'm going to say, buffalo chicken pizza.
Interesting.
It's so good, and I very rarely have it, too, so that's like why it's like a little bit higher than normal pizza, is because I very rarely have it because my family and my mom doesn't like spicy things, so we almost never get it. But right. When I do get it, it's like, it's tasty.
Nice, nice. All right, and the long-awaited white horse?
And the white horse, if you've been watching for the podcast for a long time, it's chicken Alfredo.
Yep.
So good.
Which is convenient because it's a white sauce. So there you go.
Indeed. It's fitting.
Okay, so for my pale horse, which is the worst one, I'm going to offend the masses, and I don't want to hear it. Ratatouille is, like, I hate everything about that dish. I hate the eggplant, I hate the squash, I hate the tomatoes, I hate everything. So, no thanks. I think it's typically served hot, unless I'm stupid, but I'm pretty sure...
It's hot in the movie.
It's hot in the movie, so I'm assuming it is. But yeah, I hate everything about that dish, because I hate every individual thing, and that all you're doing is combining it with, I think, the little drizzle of something on there. But I hate everything about it, so I would never go near Ratatouille.
I've never had it myself, but it doesn't sound great with how you've described it.
It's exactly like it shows in the movie. It's like the spiral thing, but it's only the three things. It's tomatoes, squash, and zucchini's in there too, I think, which I also don't like zucchini. I like zucchini fries, which is strange, but I don't like the actual vegetable zucchinis. But either way, so yeah, that's my worst nightmare, basically. For my black horse, that's a good question. I'm honestly gonna say buffalo wings. The buffalo sauce is disgusting. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I'd much rather have literally any other sauce. It's like barbecue, dry rub of anything, really. But like, buffalo sauce is just, it's neon orange, first of all, which can't be good for you. And also, it just tastes horrible. Like, and it's not spicy, so like, it's not even good enough to be spicy. So like, it's just, no thanks.
Yeah, I would say, like, I quite like those things, so I fight back on any of it. I will say that it could be spicy, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I don't even like Frank's Red Hot, but I'd rather have Frank's Red Hot wings than I would buffalo wings. Like, that's how much I dislike buffalo wings. Moving up to the red horse, though, I already have my answer. It's chicken pot pie, a beautiful creation, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing the world's ever created, except for the white horse I'm about to say in a second. But yeah, chicken pot pie, always a comfort meal, always super good. Like, you really can't mess it up unless you forget the chicken. And then, in which case, you mess it up. You made just a veggie pie, I guess. But it's always so good. And obviously, the more homemade it is, the better. But even if I've had it at restaurants, even KFC's is good. That's how good the pot pie is. When a fast food chain can make a good pot pie, you know you've done something right. So that'd be my red horse there. And then, for my white horse, I've been trying to decide. I kind of want to put two up there, but I can't, obviously. So I'll just pick the one. And I gotta actually agree, John. I think chicken Alfredo is the best thing on the planet. Cause I think you really, like, again, same thing with the pot pie. The more homemade it is, the better. But, you know, even places that aren't homemade do it well, cause it's just so good. Same type of idea, same, like, really good comfort food. Whenever I go to, like, an Italian restaurant, that's the first thing I get to make sure that they're a good Italian restaurant is chicken Alfredo. And I love when they give you the option of grilled or fried, cause sometimes I want fried, but sometimes I want grilled, you know? Gotta live both ways. And grilled's better for you, even though you're having an absolutely heavily caloric dish, so really it doesn't matter. But it's just so good.
I will say my body hates that meal.
Oh, really?
How much dairy is it?
Oh, yeah, but there's a lot of dairy.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's worth the struggle. It's worth the stomach pains at night.
It really is.
All right, John. Well, you. I think we just switched, so you get to pick the category next.
You know what? It should be expected from me. I'm going to say the category is video games.
All right, this is going to be interesting. All right, so what's your pale horse?
Pale horse, I gotta say, I'm going to say Marvel Avengers. It was a game that I really, really wanted when it came out, and I just didn't. The story was all right. The best part of it was the story, and that's not saying a whole lot. Because I was like, there was definitely some things that in the story I'm like, could you like get over with it, please? The gameplay, it's just not super satisfying, and it's super repetitive. And I know they added a whole bunch of stuff to it after it came out, and I've never even gone back to even try this. Right. So that's what I'm saying. For Pale Horse. Now, for Black Horse, I'm going to have to look at my Steam library and see, like, what's the game I've played the least.
John, I feel like there's a very easy answer here. I mean, maybe you played something worse, but I don't know if you have.
I'm gonna look, but I think I know what you're talking about, and I feel like it'll be somewhere on your list as well, which is why I'm trying to have some variety of things we don't like.
Yeah. Well, that's fair, I guess. But no, your answer should be true no matter what, though, because we agreed with Chicken Alfredo. Like, that's just a given.
Right, right.
But like, so don't be worried if we agree with each other.
But we might end up agreeing with each other, because now that you mention it, this like.
Well, what I will say is, if you don't be worried about agreeing on the bad part, because you're not going to agree with me on the white horse and red horse. So don't worry about that.
That's fair. So you know what? You knew it was coming. It is Inside the Back Rooms.
Oh my
not to be confused
God.
With Escape.
Yeah,
the
don't confuse those two.
Amazing.
Do not confuse those two. Don't ever
Inside
put them in
the
same
the
category.
It was again, it's the one that I really wanted to like, and I did like it when we first played it. And it just like it plummeted real fast.
Yeah.
It had some of the most frustrating puzzles I've ever seen. It's got that stupid slide puzzle that doesn't need to exist in any game.
I got disconnected at least 15 times.
Yeah, there's so many connection errors. There's so many times where the game would just crash because I got killed.
And the method to solve certain puzzles required you to have done something in a previous area which wasn't correctly outlined. Like, remember how you got to the sewers, John? You had to take the key card, but you didn't progress through the actual level. You had to go backwards or something. It was stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't well, explained and done. But it was one of those things that could have been so good.
It could have been.
It just did a few things incredibly different.
My synopsis of the entire game is that the only fun part was that John was with me the entire time. That was the only fun part to me. And I guess I'll give it a little bit of credit. The first level is decent. And they made a level fun, which is pretty good. But everything else, like, everything else sucks.
Yeah. And I would say, like, if it was a game that I had bit on my own, I probably wouldn't have finished it.
Yeah.
I probably would have gotten past the first couple levels and been like, you know what? This is frustrating. I'm not going to play this.
I think you would have stopped.
And I do challenge runs.
Yeah.
Like, I do frustrating things pretty regularly, but it's, like, frustrating things that are fair. And that is like it's on me that it's frustrating, but it's just the way the game is designed is so frustrating, and it shouldn't be because it should just not be that way. It shouldn't be fair, and it's not. So I might switch things around. I might put that Pale Horse and Avengers on Black Horse.
I was gonna say, you know, the game is bad.
You got me going.
Yeah. Now, if you remember, John might not remember this, but we made videos on my channel, obviously. And the last two videos both had like a section where I had to outline when the game rant ended, because that's how long they were. So the first one was like, I think 40 minutes, which for a rant is not terrible. That's almost one of these podcast episodes. The other one was almost 2 hours, or an hour and a half or whatever it was. And John even commented on the video saying, when half the video is a rant, you know there's a problem, or whatever he said. So like, oh my goodness. Yeah. I ranted about it because I, like John said, I wanted it to be good. I wanted it to be good, but it just never happened. So, all right, enough about games that suck, though. So what's your red horse?
Red horse, because I think I know what I'm going to put for my white horse. But there's so many things that are, like, I would say equal in how much I enjoyed it.
Mm.
And even for the Red White Horse, but there's like maybe three games that I'm like, it's gotta be one of those.
Right.
But to pick one, I'm gonna say what I said previously was my favorite video game, but that was simply just for the episode. Resident Evil 4 Remake. It's so much fun. It is, I think, my fifth most played game on Steam. And one of those five games is actually three games. So if those three games were considered separate, it would be my fourth most played game on Steam.
Mm.
So if that tells you anything, it's a game that I really quite like.
Interesting.
But for my White Horse, like, it's another one. If you have been following me for a long time, you probably know it's got to be Kingdom Hearts 2.
That is not okay. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Did you think I was going to say like God of War?
I was thinking God of War would be on there somewhere.
I thought that was like one of the three I was between. The Red Horse. It was God of War, Ragnarok, Resident Evil 4, or I would say maybe Jedi Fallen Order is a little bit better than Survivor.
I see. Okay.
And maybe that. Like,
so why is Kingdom Hearts 2?
So it was the game I played probably the most out of the series. If I had to like think about it, I originally played it when I was 8 years old, and I still pretty regularly play it. It's by the fans' account the best game in the series. I would agree with that statement, but I think some of the fans can get a bit too blinded by its amazingness to not see the other games in the series. But I played a lot. It was the first ever permadeath that I did on the channel, and the first ever challenge. Maybe it was not the first challenge run. Maybe it was the Skyrim challenge that was my first one. But it was like really early on. I was playing through it the first. It took me like months because I did not do it very consistently or in a way that like I got impatient and just would rush things that would be like super simple.
Right.
But it's definitely one that I have a lot of fond memories with.
That's interesting. I wasn't expecting that one. Not that I know much about the Kingdom Hearts, other than the final chapter prologue, season 2 or whatever. But don't know much 2. About it. 2.0 or
2.8 final chapter prologue is such a stupid name.
At least one of the people that like the game are trying to admit it.
I understand why it's called that. It's still stupid.
I would not call it like the 2 point whatever or the 4 point whatever the number is. Like that's so unnecessary. It's ridiculous. But anyway, So my pale horse is honestly not Inside the Backrooms. I think there is a worse game out there. You want to know what that game is, John?
I would like to know.
Mario Party 10 can go die in a fire where it was created. There's nothing going for it. It's like, so Mario Party, for anyone that's followed the Mario Party franchise, like 1, 2, and 3, pretty good games. 4, 5, 6, great. 7, 8, you know, 7's really good. 8 kind of loses a little bit. And then 9, they switch to the car where everyone's in the same car. The whole individual boards is gone. At least 9 had some fun minigames. At least 9 had some fun, like, boss battles. 10 was dog water. I don't know who thought about that game, but they should have been fired immediately, alright? They should go into an orphanage that has a bomb in it, and they should blow up, because I hate it. I literally have never touched... we played it for the channel, and then I've never touched it since. Like, that's how bad the game is. I have no desire to ever go back to it. If someone invites me to their house and says, hey, you want to play Mario Party? And they pull up Mario Party 10. I'm unfriending them on everything. We are no longer to be associated with each other. Simple as that. So that is my fail horse. And then the black horse is probably Inside the Backrooms. It's just like there's a couple things that are good about it, and then like 99% of everything else is garbage. So, like I said, the only fun part was John being there, and he's not part of the game last time I checked, so he doesn't count. And like John said, if I was playing it alone, I probably definitely would have stopped. I almost think I would have stopped at the office section with the party goer thing. You have to play the three dumb mini games. No thanks. So yeah. But moving on to the red horse. Now this one I kind of know what the white horse is already, but I'm trying to think of what the red horse should be. I don't want to cheat and say a game that's not done because you probably already kind of think of what I'm, or you probably know what I'm thinking, but I'm not going to cheat because I think the game should have to be done to count. Or at least, like, done in the sense that it's out already. So I'm going to say I honestly think Faz deserves to go there. Because it's not the White Horse. So I think Faz deserves to go there. It's one of the best ghost hunting games out there. I know John doesn't play unless it's me and him, but even solo to me, it's fine. It's really fun to play as. It's even better when you have people. The more people you have, the better. But even when you play solo, it's pretty fun. It still gives me some spooks here and there, because if the ghost just spawns in front of your face, scares the crap out of me. So, yeah, so I still get some scares in there. I love playing with John and Axel when we get the chance to do that. So yeah, it's an all around fun game, and they're gonna keep updating it for a long time. And I get there's a horror 2.0 thing coming out soon, so it's gonna be great, man. It's already great, but it's going to be great. It's even gonna be better later. And if you know anything about me, you probably already know who the White Horse is, and that is our Lord and Savior Undertale. Undertale is, to me, the only 10 out of 10 game that exists. It's perfect. I would not change a damn thing about it. The pacing, the characters, the story, the music, the atmosphere, literally everything about it is amazing. And depending on how you play the game, it's a story about love, it's a story about companionship, it's a story about pushing through no matter what. And then if you decide to be a genocidal maniac and murder everyone, you know what you get rewarded with? Nothing, because you're a genocidal maniac, you monster. So that's, I think it's a beautiful game. It's honestly, it's such a massive. It's such a massive, world event that it's been on the news. It was given to the Pope, the former, Pope, not the new one. That's how mainstream it is. So, everyone knows who Sans is. A lot of people know who Papyrus is that haven't even played the game, right? So that's how mainstream it is. So yeah, Undertale definitely deserves that spot.
I would say, yeah, I definitely can see where you're coming from. Because I played it with you. It was a lot of fun. And it's a really good game. And it's a really interesting and fun story. And like you said, if you want to be a genocidal maniac, you can. It's just you're not going to get anything out of it except blood.
And except pain, because you have to fight fans. So.
And pain, yeah. See, that one took me, three streams?
It was if you count time-wise, yes, it was three streams. It was actually only two, technically, but the second stream, we went on, I think it was, 1 o'clock when we ended. So, one in the morning.
Right.
Because John streams at night, obviously. So, but, all right, cool. Yeah, so, want to move on to the next category here?
Indeed, we should.
Let's do, that's a good one. Let's do restaurants. It can be, I would say obviously you don't want to do local restaurants because then people can find you. But just do chains, I guess. So chain restaurants.
Okay. Well, I already know probably both of the pale and black.
Oh, really? Okay. I know my pale and I'm hoping your pale is the same.
Yeah, I'm going to say you hate it. You know what you hate it? It's Burger King.
Mm, yep.
It's just, I've been there a handful of times recently, and it's just every time I'm like, man, I just wish I had gone somewhere else. And, apparently it used to be good. I don't know.
I'm not convinced.
But, there's people who have been like, oh, it's really good. I'm like, was that hill a mountain? Or was it it's a little worse than it already was?
Right.
And then for the black one, I forget what it was called. Let me see if I can. There was a place I went with my family, and I talked about it on the podcast a while back. I think it started with an H.
Hardee's, yeah.
Is it Hardee's? I thought it was something else.
Well, it's Hardee's / Carl's Jr., but it's Hardee's if you're at the East Coast. Because Carl's Jr. and Hardee's are the same restaurant, but Carl's Jr. is on the West Coast and Hardee's is the East Coast. But you only really mainly see them in Pennsylvania and below. You don't really see them in New York and above.
It is not what it was. But regardless, we'll say it's Hardee's if I'm getting the name wrong and it's completely different place. I'm sorry for the slander. But it was so bad. I had it one time, and I went after a funeral, so I was already not in a good mood. And which I guess isn't their fault, because they didn't kill my loved one. But
that you know of, John. That you know of.
That I know of. But like, we get there, and it was not like it was busy. There was like nobody there when we got there. We sat down, we ordered, and we waited for like 2 hours before they actually got us our food. And it was cold, like not even like a little cold, like it felt like it had just come out of, it was not good. Like not a single part of my meal was out. That was good. It was just all bad. And I was there for way too long. And like the servers, they weren't like rude or anything, but they definitely weren't like, oh, I'm so sorry about the, here's your food. Ungrateful peasants. And like, well, like, I just don't understand. And it wasn't like they were waiting for everyone's food to come out all at once, so everyone could eat at the same time, and that's why it was cold. It came out like in like waves, and every time everyone was like, I don't know what's going on. So it's like, why did they choose to do that? And it's like not like it was busy, because like I said, nobody was
right.
So it was just, it was only one time, so, and like the our party was quite large, but it wasn't like if we had gone to other places, I've been other, like we've gone with that many people before, and it was fine. So I gotta say it was not good. But that is, I still don't think it was Harvey's, but or Hardee's, but
I was gonna say like the case. That sounds like a sit down place, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a sit-down place, but it was like a, like, you could get it fast food, I think? I don't know. I believe it was a sit-down place, but I don't remember what it's called. If anyone knows at all what I'm talking about, you probably don't, because I can't remember the name. But
yeah, that's
what my advice was. And like, that's why I said it's not the Pale Horse, because it's like, it was one time, maybe it was just like a bad day for everyone. I don't know. But for the Red Horse, it's between a couple different places, really. And really, when I say that, it's like, do I want to put this place in Red Horse?
Right.
We're going to go Cheesecake Factory for Red Horse. I really like it. It's a sit-down place. There's not one, like, super near me. I think the closest one is, like, an hour away. Right. So it's a bit of a drive, but it is really good. And every time I've been there, except for one time, but I think it was just put in, like, it's been really good food, and the, like, this one time we went, and it was, like, we sat down, and, like, 10 minutes later, they brought out the food, it was all hot, it was all good.
Oh, really?
It was amazing.
Interesting.
And then, for the White Horse, I'm gonna say Wendy's. I go there, like, several times a month. I'm keeping the one in my town business, because whenever I go there, there's, like, not people there, but like, it's usually pretty good service, like I said. Like, they get my order right consistently.
Right.
And it's tasty. And it's actually, you know, it's not great for you. Fast food in general, it's not great for you. But out of the fast food ones, it's probably one of the better ones.
Right, yeah.
Or at least I can pretend it's a little bit better because it tastes better.
Yeah. That's definitely fair, though. Okay, so for my Pale Horse, absolutely goes to the king of kings in terms of terrible food, which is Burger King. It's just like, who goes there? How are they in business? It's gotta be a pyramid scheme. It's gotta be something. Or they're putting drugs in the food, like, there's gotta be something. Because it's not the food that keeps people there.
Well, if they're putting drugs in the food, at least it would be better.
Right, yeah, well, that's true. I mean, maybe it's like the other types of drugs are addictive, but it doesn't make it taste better, you know, that type of thing. For legal reasons, this is a joke. But anyway, so yeah, it's definitely the worst of the worst. I would never go there if my life depended on it. I'd rather if someone said, like, go order a Burger King Whopper or I'm going to shoot your face. And I'm like, all right, just shoot me, man. My life's already over anyway, but I'm walking to a Burger King. so, yeah, obviously I'm being a bit dramatic, but yeah, it's just garbage. For my Black Horse, I'm going to say is Moe's. If you go to Moe's and you think you're getting authentic you're all getting like anything authentic, you're being lied to. You've been lied to. It's just garbage. Just like if you're gonna get some sort of like something like that, at least go to Chipotle. But there's even like I'd much rather go to a sit down place, or like the place I work at has like a Chipotle style, but it's Indian instead. So yeah. So that's my black horse there. My red horse, I'm really not sure. There's so many places that I could see it being. Because we said chain, so there's a lot of places that I can't say because they're not chain. So I'm going to say, I don't want to disagree with John. Cheesecake Factory is good. I don't want to disagree with John, but at the same time, it might be true. So I'm just going to go with it because I think we agreed with 3 out of 4 of these because... My white horse is Wendy's. Come on, it's Wendy's. It's Wendy's. And, like, their food is good, the Twitter's good, like, how can you go wrong, right? Baconator, beautiful creation, right? They got baked potatoes, if you're feeling a baked potato, you know, that kind of stuff. They got saucy nuggets now, which are really good if you haven't had those yet. So, yeah.
Yeah. The one complaint I will have is the saucy nuggets are great. They used to have... blue cheese dip, and I know you hate blue cheese, but I quite like blue cheese dip, and they took it off the menu, but they still have the saucy nuggets, so I'm like, I'm not gonna get ranch, because I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
So I gotta raw dog it when I get the spice.
Well, which isn't bad. Do you know why they took blue cheese off the menu, John?
It's because people didn't like it?
No, it's because I sent them a strongly worded letter that said I would never go there again if you don't get rid of the blue cheese.
Oh, okay.
And that's what Masha did.
They didn't force you to order it.
I know. That's why I made the joke. But, yeah, so one is definitely the white horse. But for the red, I don't know. You know what? Actually, I'm going to say, you know, I think this is actually a little bit better. A bit better. Because it's not just agreeing with John for 3 out of 4 of them. I'm going to say Red Robin. I think Red Robin deserves to be in the red horse position. I didn't even do that on purpose. I just realized that. Red Robin for the red horse because burgers slap. Tons of different burgers. They got bacon cheese fondue. You heard what words I just said. Bacon cheese fondue. There's nothing in the world that's better than that. So like hot warm cheese with some bacon in it. Come on now. That's a cardinal sin. Like, you're going to HD double tooth pictures for that. So, like, but it's so good. Different burgers, and if you're not feeling burgers, don't worry, they got you covered. You got chicken sandwiches, they got fish dinners, they got all sorts of stuff. A lot of really good appetizers. They got the pretzel bites with the, cheese dip. You got my favorite, which is the fried pickles with the campfire mayo. Campfire mayo, also an amazing sauce. They got the garlic fries. Oh my god, I want to go there right now. But I can't. I'm too poor. Actually, I'm not, but, you know, I don't want to waste $50 on Red Robin. But,
It's very good. Very expensive.
It's pretty expensive, and their burgers have shrunk a little bit because of shrinkflation, but, you know. They're still, in terms of taste, though, it's still really good. So I think they deserve to be in the Red Horse position for me. All right, Mr. Jeebins Feebins, I think we do one last round.
All right, well, for the final round, we'll go with... TV shows. I'll go with that. Yeah.
I don't know if I have the bad ones. I don't watch enough TV, probably.
Immediately, I was like, if I didn't like a show, I just wouldn't keep watching it.
Yeah, I don't think I don't really watch that much TV shows, so I don't know if I'd go with that one.
What about movies? That's similar but different enough.
That's probably worse.
I definitely have something, but bad ones. Dang it.
No, again, I don't have any bad ones. I only watch, like, Marvel stuff. I mean, there are Marvel's made bad movies, but they're not, like, something I'd say that this is the worst movie of all time and it should be banned from existence.
The worst movie I've ever seen, it was a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, not movies.
Don't say books.
Do you have any books that you
read? Yeah, I knew you were going to. I have not read any books that I would give, like, a 1 or something, so...
There's definitely, again, like, there's one that I have some that I hate that.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll go with, this is tricky. You just eliminated all my.
Well, maybe your ideas suck ass, John. You ever think about that?
Yes, as much like my machine.
Just like your machine.
What about, like, classes? You know, back to school sort of thing. There's definitely classes that I hate, but it's in them.
Well, yeah, but did you hate that because of the teacher, or did you hate that because you saw that the subject was actually terrible?
It's true.
Because if you hated the teacher,
like, I'm gonna talk shit about my theology teacher.
Yeah, I was gonna say because if it's a teacher thing, then that doesn't really work.
Yeah, well, there's classes that I didn't like just because I didn't like the subject.
Yeah, you could do that, or like I was thinking maybe I don't want to keep just doing food. I was gonna say like snacks as well. There's the drinks would be a little bit different because it's not food. It's a little different.
You want to go drinks?
Yeah, we go drinks. I kind of already have my answers at least for those. So
well, for drinks, I will say for my pale horse, I would say orange juice with pulp. I don't love it normally, but with pulp is even worse.
So what you're saying, John, is when you come over to my house for whenever we do that, right? I'm gonna have you just have a stuffing buffet, and then the only drink we have available is orange juice with extra pulp in it.
I think I'll just
leave. I'll see myself out. I asked my party guests, like, hey, where'd John go? Did you see like dirt mark tracks where John's car is leaving?
Yes. Yeah. It's just like I don't love it, and I also don't. The texture of having the pulp is an added. I was gonna say added bonus, but what's the added opposite bonus? Of an added bonus?
An added defect.
An added defect is that it has pulp.
Yeah, I will say like orange juice is good without like if you put pulp in it, you're a social terrorist. But if like normal. Orange juice, I think, is good. I think in terms of fruit juice, though, it's, like, one of the lesser good ones. Like, I think there's so many better fruit juices, like cranberry juice, prune juice even, you know? So, like, I'm not just kidding. I haven't actually had prune juice. But, like, blackberry juice. So, like, there's so many, like, better fruit juices out there than orange juice, so.
Yeah. And then for the black horse, I don't know if this one counts. It is technically a drink, but it's definitely not meant to be used mostly for drinks. As I was going to say, buttermilk is really meant to use as an ingredient, but some people drink it.
Like, who the heck is drinking buttermilk?
Weirdos is what I'm saying. It's not good.
That sounds disgusting and weird. And congestive heart failure.
It's probably not good for you either.
It's literally dairy with extra dairy. I don't get it.
Yeah, so if you're one of those people at home and you like to drink straight buttermilk and don't just use it for pancakes like a normal person.
Or biscuits.
You're a weirdo. Or biscuits. If you're not using it as an ingredient in something that, like, what are you even doing?
Yeah. All right, interesting. What's your good ones, though?
See, Red Horse, I would say there's some really good drinks out there, you know? I'm going to say, you know, they have the opposite of, like, orange juice. A juice that is a fruit juice that's actually good is grape juice.
Grape juice, yeah. Yep. It's funny because the most recent times where I have grape juice is is at church because I don't really have grape juice just on the reg. But so the only time I have it is over there. It's pretty funny. But
it is one that I don't have too terribly often, but like when I do have it, I'm like,
exactly. When I have it, I'm like, ooh, I need to get more of this.
And then for the top one, I would say peach cheese would be good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that's not soda because soda is incredibly unhealthy. Yeah. I still drink it all the time. Maybe a little. I'd say peach tea is really good. Really like
interesting, interesting white horse there. So I already got all four of my things ready. So the pale horse is tomato juice. Ban it. I want the president of the United States to personally kick it out of the country. It's disgusting. Who wants it? Who drinks it? Drink something else. For the black horse, I'm going to say is, I'm probably going to offend people with this, but green tea. Disgusting. I hate the taste of it. Just no thanks. I'll pass on it any day of the week. I'll literally drink anything else. So, yeah. Just nope, no thanks. And then for my red horse goes to the coveted, the Southern Classic, half and half, which is half lemonade, half tea. It's beautiful. I get it anytime I can. It's not super good for you because there's sugar in it, obviously. But it's super good when I have it. Shout out to Cracker Barrel. Hashtag sponsors, please. You guys have some really good ones over there. I mean, the more south you go, the better it gets. Because the more south you go, the better the sweet tea part of it gets. So that's what I mean. Because when I go down to the Outer Banks, like there's a place that has like really good sweet tea, and then by proxy they have really good lemonade, so they had like make a really good half and half. But, and then the goated, the coveted, the best thing of all that unfortunately happens like every year, like around a certain part of the year, is apple cider, cold to be specific. If you're drinking it hot, I don't really know what to tell you, but cold apple cider, whoo, just hits the spot every time. And even better, sort of like a good, really good variation of it is again an apple cider slushy, even better. But obviously I'm not gonna say that's the pale horse or that's the white horse. But yeah, so apple cider across the board, beautiful creation. Whoever thought to make apple cider, you deserve 20 different medals. So
I remember when I was a young child, I had a field trip to like a cider mill, and they had like a bunch of apple cider there. It was really good. So I would agree with you on the apple cider. Not that I'd say it's my white horse, because it didn't. But it is really good. And right. I don't think I've ever had hot apple cider. I don't think I've ever had that.
It's disgusting.
So I can't say.
It ruins it.
Well, fair enough. I can't deny that fact, so it must be true.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah, of course. If you don't know something, then it can't be true.
Exactly.
But I think that will wrap things up.
It does. I did add a little thing. So if you memorized the outro, I'd head to the outro pin one more time because I did add something there.
Well, take a look at that because I assumed it would be the same, but it's not. So
it's mostly the same. This is the added piece there.
Yes. Well, if you guys enjoyed that, I got it. I forgot. Ethan, you're the one. There's no one else.
Whee!
You got one speech.
My winner's speech is that I definitely deserve this victory, and no one can tell me otherwise.
You know, that's true. That's true. Uncontested. So, and then thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation that made you laugh all the way. And if you disagree with any of us, make sure you head over to my Twitch and tell me about how all my taste in food is wrong, or how they're right and that I'm a genius. You know, either one. Definitely that second. If it will, you know, if you did the first one, you might end up getting banned. Who knows? but if you say the second, might make you VIP. Who's to say? And then obviously, like I said, you can find myself on Twitch at JeepersFeebens, and you can find also my YouTube channel, JeepersFeebens and JeepersFeebens VODs, which has all my unedited streams, and some of them are like slightly edited, and by slightly edited I mean like I combined streams into one big video for a couple of them, as well as there was one that like crashed, like the stream crashed but like the recording kept going or something. It was really weird, so this is like a little note there that's crashed, you didn't miss anything, that sort of thing. But that's where you can find them. If you want to find Ethan, you can find him over at FlabsXZGaming over on YouTube and Twitch, so he doesn't really stream super much these days, but you know, you could be listening to this in 2027 and be like, when he is streaming, who knows? So you know, check it out. Following is free, so there's really no reason not to.
Exactly.
You can also find out us over on X or Twitter, as most people call it, at Provokers Pod, and as well as Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official. If you aren't on the new one and you're on the old one that happened before the situation, you should go check out the new one.
The old one doesn't exist. And I got Instagram to take it down.
The old one doesn't exist. So if you were on that one, you're like, what happened to the Provokers? We got a new one, so that's why. And then you can also find us on Patreon, where we have a variety of tiers, all ranging from $1 to $100. And each tier has different perks, and then the higher tier you buy, the more perks you get. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to for Patreon only. So if you want to hang out with us and talk to us there, you can. And when you become a member of the Patreon, and you can also check out the extended cut episode, which are usually 30-ish minutes. We haven't done any of them recently, so you know who in them, but they are still worth a listen. For the first five are $3, and then after that they are $5. And with all of that, We'll see you guys next time.